Big Bad Morning Show here on a Wednesday. Ken Wyman in for Rob Long. He'll be back tomorrow sitting alongside Ed Norris and Jerry Coleman. Pro Bowl rosters announced yesterday. And the Ravens lead all teams with 12 players selected to the Pro Bowl. Lamar Jackson, Mark Ingram, Pat Ricard, Mark Andrews, Ronnie Stanley, Marshall Yanda, Matt Judon, Marcus Peters, Marlon Humphrey, Earl Thomas, Justin Tucker, and Morgan Cox. Ed, 12 guys and the starting quarterback. Now, granted, the Ravens would like nothing more than to not have any of these guys. But what are they going to do if the Ravens make the Super Bowl? They're going to have a redraft in the AFC.
12 is a lot. It's exciting and it's fun. You know, people, I know they do because you feel like a little personal pride, like you're part of the team now because the whole city's been lifted up. But to have, like, basically a whole secondary's gone. Your two quarterbacks and one safety are in the Pro Bowl. It's unbelievable. You know, your fullback, your running back, your quarterback, your tackles, your guard. I mean, it's like the entire – it's unbelievable. It really is. It's more than half the starting roster.
Jerry, I know the game sucks, but it is kind of a big deal when you're the team with the most Pro Bowlers.
Yes, and as I said yesterday, it's impressive but not surprising. Usually when you have the best record in the National Football League, that is the trend. You send the most players to the Pro Bowl, and the Ravens have never sent more than 8. So of the 12, they're calling 9 as homegrown guys, guys that they either drafted or were undrafted, like Morgan Cox, Pat Ricard, and Justin Tucker. Of course, the drafted guys are Andrews,
Mark
Humphrey,
Andrews,
Jackson, Judon, Stanley, and Yanda. So quite a haul there, and if they don't make it because they're playing in the Super Bowl, they'll just go to the reserves. That's usually the tendency, and we know a lot of these guys, like Tom Brady, never show up, but he doesn't have to worry about it this year because the Golden Boy wasn't picked for the Pro Bowl for the first time since 2008.
Yeah. By the way, we criticized Ozzie for some of his drafts, and I think there's the merit to that, but three straight first-round picks, Stanley, Humphrey, Jackson, his last three, well, obviously he had 2 in 18 and Hayden Hurst didn't make it, but last three first-round picks in the Pro Bowl.
Yeah. No, it's remarkable. And you're talking about Andrews. He was picked over Travis Kelce. That's a pretty big feat.
Well, so you look in the AFC, there are two tight ends. So Kelce, I think, is the starter. Is Andrews
Andrews is the starter.
Is Andrews the starter? Yeah. Oh, wow. Then that is impressive.
Yeah, Andrews is the starter.
That's very impressive.
And, of course, Lamar Jackson ending a 23-year drought for the Ravens as the last quarterback to be named to the Pro Bowl was Vinny Testaverde back in 1996.
Year 1.
That was year 1. And Lamar will be the guy under center, hopefully not, on January the 26th down in Orlando.
It is amazing that the Ravens and what they've done. Remember, like, even a year ago at the start of the year, we talked about how this roster had gotten old and slow and stale. And you got to give Ozzie Newsome and Eric DaCosta a lot of credit, Ed. Now they're young and fast in 1 year and exciting. they've turned everything over.
It's a totally different. That's why I think it's been so hard to kind of wrap your mind around this Ravens team, where it is so counterintuitive. I mean, the defense is good, but you're so used to having such a tepid offense through the years that kind of either it was bad or it was just okay, good enough to win football games because of your defense. And now, and team speed's always been a problem. We've never had this much team speed. They were slow on offense and defense, and now dynamic. Even your tight ends. I mean, that Hayden Hurst touchdown was really impressive.
Yes. What was he, 20 miles an hour?
22, something like that.
I think it was the fastest raw touchdown all year, and that's saying something because Hollywood Brown has scored some touchdowns. Yep. Lamar Jackson has scored some touchdowns. But, Jerry, this offense, and it's dynamic and it's young. You know, other than Yanda, you got a lot of guys still on their first contracts, and they've got some wiggle room as far as salary cap next year.
Yeah, and it's Seth Roberts, the only guy on the offensive side who's not signed for next year. So they have to look at the defense, but the offense should stay intact the way it's going right now. We'll see if Greg Roman will remain with the team. I think it depends on how far this team goes in the postseason, whether or not he'll get a chance to interview. The coaching staffs, by the way, from the Pro Bowl will come from the losing teams in the AFC and NFC divisional playoffs, best regular season records. So hopefully John Harbaugh is not coaching the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, I don't think there are any coaching staff that are looking forward to coaching in the Pro Bowl.
No. Yeah. You don't angle for that.
That's the worst all-star game in sports.
Oh, it's not even close.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. Let's grab Andrew in Columbia. Andrew, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Hey, Ken, real quick. Just at the beginning of the season, you had put out what everyone thought about the season, what they were looking forward to. It's forgettable, but I was looking at for the demise in this Cleveland team to just break apart with all these big heads over there. So I just keep telling my family that I called that. Most people did. This morning, my son woke up to 12 Pro Bowlers being voted in, and he said, wouldn't it be awesome if the Count from Sesame Street got to introduce him at the stadium, because he already wears purple, and he could just go through the numbers 12 down. It's awesome. I think that as a Baltimore fan, you said about being known for defense. We have an offense where the quarterback waves the defense off the field. I mean, it's – or even the special teams at this point, as big as we have been a special teams, you know, field goal unit to win the game. We have an offense now. This, besides Vinny Testaverde throwing 7 touchdowns or something in a game and us losing by 8 touchdowns, it's just unbelievable to be a Baltimore fan right now.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate the call. It is an incredible scene, and it was guys, nobody expected this. Jerry, we were out there training camp almost every day, and I would tell you I thought that that Lamar looked better, and I said it when I'd come home with you guys every day, but I didn't think he'd be the MVP of the league.
No. Best player in football.
Yeah.
I mean, I mentioned yesterday, he's having what could be called the best season a quarterback's ever had in the NFL, because if he throws for 40 touchdowns, which is well within reach, and runs for, say, 1,300 yards – point to someone else who's done anything like that.
No. And he leads the NFL in touchdowns. Yeah. He's 8th in rushing. Yeah. He's 3rd in passer rating. Yeah. I think he's 1st in total QBR.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Remember, we were thinking, Jerry, at the start of the year, like if he can get that completion percentage above 60, and now he's above 66%.
Well, I think his running style helps open up the field a lot more for him to complete these passes. And his accuracy certainly has improved dramatically. But we knew coming into this season, this Ravens offense was going to look different. They were bragging about it over at the Castle. I was a non-believer. I'm completely wrong in my thoughts about it, because they have proved me wrong, and a lot of people that maybe were skeptical. This offense has revolutionized the NFL so far, the way they've conducted it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.